This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, right here in Studio E, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, let's also remember that a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so much for getting America, keeping America rolling along and getting the job done. Now, we especially want to thank the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers getting the mail hauled coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we have our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers that are getting the job done there, keep getting those packages, keeping those packages moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We are also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Getter, Truth Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America, all lowercase, and you put the word together, Captain's America. And our website is very simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. One more time, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, where it's kind of dicey tonight with the weather. It's moved off to the east for the most part, but Kyle's got a little bit of excitement in his backyard. It's Kyle Warren, and he is the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. And good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy. And thank you very much, boys and girls. There we go. And they're back, headed back inside. It is pretty comfortable out tonight. It's 62 degrees outside, which is, my God, 30 degrees warmer than it was last night at this time.
Wow, that is significant. Yeah.
Tell me about it. All right, here we go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we want to emphasize and remind you again, those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, we hope you get it too. Well, let's see here. The State Department has been threatened by the Congressional Committee, chaired by Mike McCaul, on not delivering, the Afghan documents that they've been trying to get for going on, I guess, 3 months.
Well, right. Yeah, this is all the information pertaining to the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which was a terrible tragedy. We lost, I believe it was 13 service people, Captain, at that time. And this is something that Joe Biden and company want to forget about completely. They don't want to talk about. It's almost as if it's the same kind of thing that they want to forget about East Palestine as well. They don't want to talk about these things because they're horrible debacles and very, very consequential.
Well, they're going to make it worse by not delivering because it's going to be more of a scandal. It'll be more in the news, and it'll all come back to bite them in a you-know-what.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, generally speaking, the media is pretty friendly to Joe Biden, or at least to the Democrat administration, whatever it might be. Assuming he's the nominee, they'll continue to try to make these things non-stories. But the people across the highways and byways, Captain, I think they realize the importance of the Afghan withdrawal, how that was handled. They realize the importance of the derailment in East Palestine, how that was handled. They realize the importance about energy, the economy, foreign policy, the war in Ukraine. It could go on, and you know, it's hard for them to hide from that, I think.
Now, the United States is speeding up the process of giving the Ukraine the Abrams tanks that they want. Now, these are not going to be the brand new tanks, because it takes longer to get them built and out of the factory and et cetera, et cetera. These are going to be tanks that have been in service that have been reconditioned, and they're going to get them, Ukraine is. It's a very good tank. There's nothing wrong with it. The Abrams tank is good, better, best, that sort of thing. And these are in the best line because they've been taken care of. They've been totally redone again, if you will. So that's going to help.
Yes, it will. So we might call these Abrams Renewed, you know, a little takeoff on Amazon. But right, yeah, this is definitely going to speed up this process, as well it should, because, Captain, every moment counts here. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they got to do something because the Ukraine needs them, like, right now.
Yes, that's exactly right, but I think it's still going to take some time to even get these refurbished tanks to them. But, of course, the idea that now they did get some of these fighter jets, we understand, from Poland. And President still says no. President of the United States still says no to F-16s. But certainly whatever is going on with Putin, his newest offensives, trying to bring in the 400,000 troops and so forth, We'll see how this goes, but those tanks would be a real game changer.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself, don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow and My Store. Those are the two websites that Mike Lindell has. MyPillow, of course, you all know what that's all about. That's getting pillows and different bedware and things for your bedroom and your house. And My Store is all about whatever you need for your home and your kitchen and your living room and whatnot, and a lot of different items there. Now, all you got to do is go to either one of those websites. The promo code will be the same, Captain. Promo code will be the same, Captain, on either one of those websites. And all you got to do is click on what you want. It'll ask you for the promo code. You give them the code. If you got any questions, they'll answer the questions for you, because there's a phone number you can call. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. That's the number to call, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And that'll open the door wide open for you on either MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Check out both websites. You're going to be amazed by what you see. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And, of course, you've been to My Store, right?
I have, yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, and I think you got something off it. I did, too, for that matter, but... You know, there's a lot of different things there, and they keep changing the products around, so they keep it, what's the word I want, fresh. There you go, they keep it fresh.
Of course.
Now, according to Kevin McCarthy, the Trump case is just political. It's all about personal monies exchanging hands.
Yeah, I don't think it was illegal, right, to give Stormy Daniels money.
Nothing really illegal about
so.
It.
You know, so they're trying to craft this case to make it into a literally make it a federal case, which it doesn't appear to be, with all kinds of these pitfalls to it, to twist it into a pretzel to try to make it work. If it was a slam dunk, Captain, I think you'd be hearing an awful lot of different kinds of reactions to this. But when you hear people like Jonathan Turley, or you hear people like Alan Dershowitz, who in of them, and I'd love to say that, you know, they're not Trump supporters, and that actually bolsters their opinion about what this case is all about, because they're looking at it from a legal standpoint, not necessarily a get Trump under any circumstances standpoint. And I appreciate their analysis so much. But they think this whole thing is just full of holes.
Now, there may be a movement afoot by some in the government to have the justices on the Supreme Court uphold a domestic violence gun law. What do you think's going on here?
Well, very good question. That's right. It evidently making it a crime for when people under domestic violence restraining orders that they would be able to own firearms, is my understanding.
Right.
But so if go ahead.
And we've heard this before.
That's right. So you could be under a restraining order, one might think, for various reasons, not the least of which would be somebody has accused you of something and was able to obtain a restraining order. So does that now mean, and it could be a false accusal, right? So
right.
Does that now mean that your gun rights are now superseded by the fact that somebody denounced you?
Well, Miami Beach has now banned liquor sales after 6 p.m., in lieu of the new curfew change that they've done to try to get control of spring break again.
Yeah, I don't know. Getting control of spring break doesn't sound like it's doable. I hate to say.
Not when you've already screwed everything up to begin with.
Well, exactly right. So there's definitely, and even in this day and age, Captain, I mean, you know, going back over time, you had college kids go and they kind of, you know, whoop it up and this kind of thing. You know, that's the technical term, whooping it up, I guess.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, but we didn't see these kinds of disturbances per se. I mean, and now you've got the shootings, you've got all kinds of mayhem, you've got all kinds of stuff going on, and it's just virtually impossible to get a handle on it. So,
well,
without these things, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Nobody went to beat anybody up back in the day. Nobody went to start fires. Nobody went to riot. Nobody went to loot. Nobody went to shoot. You're right. They went there for the girls.
Well, right. Yeah, the socializing, shall we say.
Exactly.
That was the original social media.
Exactly.
But, you know, blowing off steam or having fun or this kind of thing, everybody kind of understands. But if it becomes so damaging and so out of control, that it's not good for your community.
Well, the guys went for the girls and the girls went for the guys, and that's what it was all about. All right, the U.S. and China are vying for dominance in the Pacific. And as Biden opens up new diplomatic offices across the area in the South Pacific, he's putting himself out and stretching himself extremely thin in case something were to happen there.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is a launch of an initiative that's about $810 million that they're, I think, looking into this kind of stuff to try to make sure that people in the South Pacific realize the U.S. has a real commitment, that it's not just because China is right now creating these kinds of issues that we're just reacting to. So that's half the battle right there, is trying to show that the United States has a commitment in the region.
Well, yeah, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Well, exactly. But of course, China's looking for real dominance. They're looking for real dominance. They're in the world. They're looking to be seen as the next large superpower that's going to come in and get things done. For example, what we talked about in terms of Ukraine peace initiatives, so forth. They want to control energy. I think they want to control resources. They want to be the country of the 21st century, in my opinion. They're willing to commit those resources to do it. And you know, they also operate under a completely different system that allows them to act with a singular purpose. And that's not necessarily a good thing. I'm not lauding it. But what happens is that they see the United States floundering in all these different directions, you know, with the people, you know, at each other's throats for everything. And I think the Chinese government sits back and laughs and says, look at this. And we're going to get this without firing a shot at this point.
Well, how about the federal judges just blocked the California handgun safety rule?
I understand that they found it to be unconstitutional, I believe. That's right. And so they put a stay on it because they said that it violated the Second Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. So this is quite an interesting development, isn't it, Captain, to actually use the Second Amendment to say, well, wait a minute, no, the buck stops here.
Off the face of gun safety, you would think that it would be okay off the face, but something had to be wrong.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, again, you know, the things have to pass constitutional muster, and this particular judge didn't see that it did. At some point, maybe it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. You never know. But there's a definite thing afoot to try to make such restrictive gun laws that it becomes so onerous, nobody will be able to protect themselves. And I think, Captain, the populace, nowadays, generally speaking, are very concerned about the ability to protect themselves because the police are being demonized, they're being cut back, they're being defunded. You know, nobody feels as though, hey, it's okay, everything's fine, I don't ever need to have any kind of extreme measure to protect myself or my family.
Yeah, right. In whose lifetime?
Right.
You need
exactly.
to be able to protect yourself now.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But there are those who truly believe that guns, the existence of guns, are somehow the root of all evil here. And that's just not the case, because you have criminals in places like Chicago who have the most restrictive gun laws comparatively, and they have, you know, how many people died the last 48 hours in Chicago? I wonder, and over the last week, but I'm sure it's significant.
Well, it always is. It always is.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so again, it's interesting that, you know, if things become too onerous, then it starts to infringe upon the rights of people to be able to do as they see fit.
Okay. I'm looking at my clock here. We're getting ready to take a break, folks. Here comes the music. And when we come back from that break, we'll have the bottom of the hour. Your stations are going to tell you all about the weather, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And we're going to have a special break, too, and tell you about some things that are going on in the world of medicine that can help you. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is a Wednesday morning. I'll be right back. Go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
U.S. USA News Update. A U.S. congressman from New Jersey hopes to keep AM radio alive and, well, installed in all cars. U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer has written a letter to electric vehicle companies, including Tesla, asking them to ensure AM is in all cars and trucks.
I would think that if Elon Musk has enough money to buy Twitter and send rockets to space, he can afford to include AM radio in his Teslas.
Gottheimer is also calling on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to make AM radio a federal safety standard. It will cost around $130 to get a COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna in the future. That's according to the company's president, who spoke to Reuters. The news comes as the public health emergency that's been in effect during the pandemic will expire in May. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and don't forget, 727-896-4615. Give them a call and come on over and see what they have to say. Ladies, you are in such luck. They have two female podiatrists there. Two. And I know a lot of women are reluctant to get anything done by male doctors, and I don't say as I blame them. But when it comes to your feet, that's a very personable item. And these women get it. They get it. They took care of my problem. Then they found out what needed to be done, and it's being worked on as we speak. So That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They are over at 38th and 66th in St. Pete, and their phone number is 727-896-4615. Give them a call, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've still got some hay to make here. Wall Street ended in the green on the bank bounce with the good report that came with what was that, this SVD or what's that? What's the name of that bank?
SVB Bank, yeah.
Yeah, with them pulling out and being bought and being revamped.
Well, but we also have, of course, I think the Credit Suisse deal that was made over this last weekend, which hopefully will try to add some stability, at least perception-wise, especially. And by the way, this Credit Suisse buyout by UBS is going to take probably, from what I understand, towards the end of the year to actually be finalized. So they still have some time where they'll be operating, that they still have those injections of cash, and that's the whole point, is to try to bring that stability factor up.
Now, the Mexican President Erdogan has called the U.S. State Department liars over the rights reports in Mexico.
Well, there's the report that was issued, of course, we understand, by the U.S. State Department, where they did talk about, and it's not funny, but it's funny that he's, you know, reacting in this way, but the credible reports they talked about of arbitrary killings by police in Mexico and of military and also disappearances. Right? People that happen, and torture, inhuman treatment. This is, the kinds of things that they're finding. And of course, the Mexican president, I'm sure, is going to sort of recoil at that. But otherwise, he can't just refute it by saying liars. There has to be some other kind of evidence, I would think.
Well, he can refute it by saying that, because that's what he's saying to protect his people. But you and I both know that the people in Mexico, the government, they're all being paid off down there by the cartels.
Well, knowing the influence the cartels have in Mexico is at the same time very concerning, but it's also sort of heartbreaking, because the Mexican people suffer so greatly as a result of this in many different ways.
Yeah.
And the sort of culture of corruption is something that we're very sort of unfamiliar with, but it is a significant factor. And if they ever really want to do business or have lots and lots of tourism, they have to get something under control here.
And we know that we're in trouble, because if we see Mike show up in a car being driven by a good-looking Latino gal, and he's in the back seat with a big wad of cash, we'll know we're in trouble, won't we?
Right. Yeah. We'll all be answering to Mike.
Yep, Big Mike. All right. Now, the Cracker Barrel is the latest business to leave Portland, and we're talking about Portland, Oregon. They just couldn't put up anymore with all the stuff that was being stolen and broken and whatnot.
Well, I mean, it's understandable, isn't it, right?
Sure.
This is akin to CVS and other retailers, drugstores, retailers, pulling out of places like San Francisco. And then suddenly they're, of course, ridiculed in some way, shape, or form. But, Captain, when there's little law enforcement, or simply the culture is changing so dramatically, businesses don't feel that they can operate under those conditions.
Now, Senator Rand Paul, who's never been one short for words, right?
Right.
Has said they need to jail the DA in New York, Mr. Bragg, for abuse of power.
Well, under any other circumstances, you know, all you got to do is take out the name Trump and put in the name Obama,
yep,
or something like that, and say, we're going to get Obama no matter what, because we'll find something we can sort of make into a case,
yep,
and I'm going to run on this, and I'm going to get elected because of it, and all this kind of thing. And they'd say, this is an abuse of power. But because it's Trump, you throw all that out the window.
Yeah, well, I guess, but it's a shame. And, of course, Mr. Cohen, who is an unbelievable witness, I might add, because he's lied before and been caught in his lies. A Trump ally has told the grand jury that he is not going to be credible at all with anything he has to say. We'll have to wait and see if the jury buys it or not.
Well, that's right. And, of course, there's not a lot of back and forth, so they'll hear the testimony, and they can try to establish the credibility on their own, I would expect. And if they're familiar at all with Michael Cohen, they will do just that, I believe. But certainly, you know, it seems to me, Captain, if there is going to be an indictment here, as I understand, right, he'd still have to go before a judge.
Right.
The judge would have to bind this over for trial.
Right.
The judge would have to say there's enough, you know, a probable cause here to go to trial. But I'm wondering, but then, of course, Trump's lawyers will be able to, you know, come in full force and make a lot of these arguments that we're hearing from people like Turley and Dershowitz and others regarding the very flimsy basis of all of this in terms of making them into charges. And hopefully the judge would simply say, okay, this is too far out. You're going after a former president. You're going after someone as well who has declared they're running for president again. The obvious election interference issues, I think, are just evident here.
Well, we're also going into uncharted territory. We've never had a president ever get indicted, let alone convicted of anything outside his time in office.
Well, exactly right, and I think people start to see this for what it is. It's political hackery. It's just the politics of destruction. And the Democrat Party elite, Captain, must be pretty scared that the very notion that Trump could come back.
Yeah. Well, here it is again. This is coming up on Newsmax right now. Just came across the headline. Trump is expected to be indicted today, likely Wednesday. Arraignment will be sometime next week.
Yeah, well, that's, again, that's what the kinds of things we've been hearing. And so it's interesting that this is now developing, that they're confident as a result of these sources. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It seems like that's what they're building towards.
Well, I suppose, but I hate to be the Lone Ranger here. Maybe I will be, maybe I won't be. But I just don't see this going anywhere.
No, it doesn't, especially if he has to get before a judge. Then it's going to be the trial of the century. You know, I can imagine some certain cable networks are just loving this. They believe that it's going to bring them all kinds of ratings, and they'll sell a lot of soap.
Okay, here comes the music, and we'll have to wait till we come back after the break here. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return in just a little bit with a lot more stuff for you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Drunk.
See, what was that movie there, Kyle? It was
Beverly Hills.
Beverly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and of course that was Shakedown. And I mean that song. That's the whole movie right there.
Absolutely, and a great song by Bob Seger. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, he didn't do any songs that weren't great, to be honest with you. Now, now let's let you take it away and start out. We've had a little bit of a change in the weather. We were just talking about it. You got some rain out there now, right in your backyard.
That's exactly right, Captain. As we're looking here in the Los Angeles area, we do have rain all through the L.A. area. It's also going to be up north near Ventura, Santa Barbara right now, Santa Clarita, out towards Victorville. If you're coming up Interstate 15, of course, you've got some rain and snow there as well. So be careful as well going up through Cajon Pass. And also down in the Orange County area and heading out down towards the Riverside area, you're still going to have some rain going on tonight. Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, that rain continues to move a little bit to the north and to the east. So it's moving through there. Arizona, Flagstaff has got a mix of rain and snow right now. Rain stretching southward down towards just north of Phoenix there. We continue to see snow, but now it's drifting northward off of I-70. This has changed from last hour as well, Captain, as you come west out of Denver on I-70. It doesn't look like you have too much impact on I-70, not until you get over to Utah. We've still got snow down near St. George and lots of rain, lots of snow all around Salt Lake City and Utah at this hour. So the continues, by the way, if you're in the San Francisco-Sacramento area, be careful. Lots of rain still falling in Northern California.
Well, I'm going to come over to North Dakota and South Dakota and go straight south. We have got some snow over in the eastern part of North Dakota, up and down I-29, which will take you all the way from Fargo all the way up to the northern part of North Dakota, namely Minot, probably, and then beyond into Canada. You've got snow across over to the Twin Cities, and it goes all the way over to Duluth. So be advised of that. You'll have snow driving across 94 tonight to get over to Minneapolis-St. Paul. You've also got some snow down on the southwestern corner of Minnesota tonight and the northwestern corner of Iowa. So be advised of that. And over in, let's see here, over in that would be Kansas, the western part of Kansas, you've got a winter storm warning with some wind right there, about a 100-mile stretch right along the western edge. And it goes down towards Amarillo, Texas as well, so keep your eyes and ears open for that one. You might have some excitement there in a minute or two. And let's see here. When we go over into the central part of the states, you're going to find in Indiana, you're going to find weather from Indianapolis south all the way down to Kentucky. That'll be rain. We'll have rain in the southern part of Illinois. Rain in the southeastern corner of Missouri, so be advised of that. Probably going to have rain coming into St. Louis, too, right now, by the looks of it. And over on the East Coast, we got some wind over between Chesapeake Bay and South Jersey. And other than that, that's about what we got. So, Kyle, tell us, first of all, how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us how we can take advantage of the Flying J and the pilots.
Well, folks, don't forget you can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center near you. And by the way, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. They know what they're doing, and they're ready for you. And check them out at pilotflyingj.com.
And they're building and adding to the ones they've got. They're putting up truck washes, and they're putting up repair shops, and in some cases, they're putting in new restaurants, but it's all good.
It really, really is, yes.
Yep. So, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and try to stay dry. It looks like you're going to have rain most of the day.
Yes, looks that way. Thank you, Captain.
All right, you take care. All right, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And all the things that he does for the program, too. Now, we've also got Denise Simon on the line right now, and we're going to bring her aboard. Okay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is the good word on everything that's going on today? Got any good news? Great news? Fantastic news?
No. I have to look kind of hard for that. Good news rarely comes across the radar anymore, does it?
No, but we have got something that they're all keyed up about, saying that they still expect Trump to be indicted today and for him to be arraigned next week.
Yeah, there's that's still floating out there. So I guess we just do a wait and see. I don't know what else we can do.
Well, I'd be surprised at this point. I just don't see it happening the way that the reporters would like to see it. But that's them, and we're us.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. They're not going to do anything to appease the reporters. And, of course, we did find out something interesting yesterday. There's been a development in the case. The Manhattan grand jury weighing the indictment against former President Donald Trump has reportedly scheduled testimony from another witness who... which pushed off any decision and delayed a potential indictment against the 45th president, despite the speculation that he was going to be indicted yesterday. So now they're saying today, but they apparently are still talking to that witness today, and everybody's wondering, who is this witness?
I don't know. They did, I think, Robert Costello again yesterday and Kellyanne Conway.
Yep.
So I don't have a clue who the next one could possibly be.
Nope. And I'm looking at all the different notes I got here and all the different names they got, and there just isn't any. So I hate to guess or speculate or do anything like that when you're going to be wrong when you do it.
Well, I think there's some New Yorkers here at this point are pretty disgusted with Alvin, their DA.
Let's hope.
And they have reason to be, so, yeah.
All right, let's hope. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.